Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
I was at a wedding this weekend. I'm masked for the ceremony, and I'm vaxxed. And they said, you know, they wanted everybody at the wedding to either be vaxxed or have a negative test. But, you know, no one was checking. And so I'm at the wedding, and I'm thinking to myself, all right, I'm going to be good. It's going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine. Then you start having cocktails, and you start getting out there on that dance floor. And then the brother of the bride comes over because he used to listen to the show in Kansas City, and they're playing Shout.
Now wait a minute.
Really, honey, it's not all about you.
Worse than that, he goes,
Otis, my man.
Just quoting the scene from Animal House. Spit all over my face.
Wow, like Ruben to Rick Hahn.
Dude.
He spit on us. And I screamed out, I'm it!
Just a shower. Just a shower.
Are there respiratory droplets and spit?
I think so.
For a second, I thought I was dead.
I'm pretty sure if he had COVID,
oh, God.
I now have COVID.
What are you doing here at work?
I'm vexed.
Do you ever use the zigzag back to your advantage? Like, are there moves you can do with a zigzag that other people cannot do?
No, that's not really how scoliosis works. It still is just one spine. And so
but the worm, I didn't even feel comfortable doing that.
The worm. No.
He can do the worm up a staircase.
I actually have less flexibility because of old zigzag bag, so it inhabits my ability. Inhibits.
It inhabits his
body. It inhibits.
Stuff
not
like
how
that.
Scoliosis works.
That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works.
You know you make me wanna...
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Yeah, still feeling good. No symptoms. One of those negative at-home tests, but, you know, nobody knows.
Yeah, you said you were going to wait a couple days and get tested. Did it yesterday?
Yeah, no, did it this morning. Uh-huh. Did it this morning. And yeah, you know, feeling fine. But COVID-19 is still out there.
It's still out there, baby. That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
COVID-19 is still out there.
Bottom of the hour brought to you by DuckDuckGo. But I actually didn't tell you. It was an interfaith wedding.
Okay.
And so the groom, Jewish. The bride, not. So they did a hora at the wedding.
Whoa, Tanny, dump them.
you're allowed to say hora on the radio.
Dump them. The hora.
And so bride and groom go up first.
Yeah.
And then parents of the bride went up second.
For the hora dance?
For the hora.
And they didn't know what they were doing.
And they had never been in a hora before.
Yeah.
And the dad gets down. And he was just so amped up, and he just goes, That was outstanding.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful.
Just loved how the Jews party.
We know how to party.
Yeah, it was good.
Dance like that. Put
good.
One foot in front, one foot behind. Keep going in a circle. Hold hands.
A lot of Havanagila
good
happening.
Good stuff out there.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was his first horror, and I was happy to share in the experience.
That was outstanding.
Like,
you are
it was
right.
The craziest ride he had ever been
Congratulations
on his
Congratulations to your daughter, sir. Well, no, it's good. I'm glad you are negative.
Yeah, feeling good.
Got a little short person at home. How tall is that short person these days?
I haven't measured him vertically in a while.
He's not 24 inches tall, is he? That'd be 2 feet.
No, I don't think he's about.
Not
yeah,
quite.
Somewhere around there. Somewhere in that general vicinity. But yeah, he's 19 months.
Owen. At what year do you stop calling them their months old?
Like two.
Two?
Yeah. You get to two and you don't go, he's 27
Can
months.
You just say like right now he's a year and a half old.
Could.
Yeah.
I appreciate the specificity. I've had one of those people.
Yeah, Speaks knows
in my house
what the milestones are at this point. He's been through it. You went to understand.
It's not everything's for you, Shane. Not everything. I mean, most things are, as
you
know.
How do you feel about that, Shane?
I am 356 months.
Good for you.
That's very evocative. That tells a lot. That tells a whole story right there. Owen Parkins is going to be part of the show this fall. I'm very excited for Owen's impending role in our programming.
Yes. It was funny when he tweeted big things coming last night.
Yeah.
That was weird.
It was surprising that he was mocking me so openly.
That was his second tweet. Owen loves his mama. It's like, wow, we know that. We figured that.
I haven't told his mama about his role in programming.
Funny you mentioned that. Ruben also might have a role in programming. I have not discussed that with Christine as well.
What do you mean, might?
What
you think
you
she can she can she overrule you on this?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's just I have certain access limitations that shared custody can bring.
Yeah.
Every once in a while.
Sure. Okay.
You know?
That's fine.
Yeah.
But Ruben's already gone down the path of which we are going to be including them in the show.
This is true.
This is true.
You have turned my son to a life of debauchery.
That's right.
Against my will, you have manipulated my marriage and my relationship with my son for show content. How does that feel about a month later here? You got a good 10 minutes out of that.
You soiled the sanctity of my home.
100%. How does that feel? Pretty good? You guys all right with that?
I haven't thought about it since it happened.
That's a good sign.
Christina, by the way, hasn't texted me since she, and we talk very often. She hasn't texted me since she sent me the mad face emoji. So
that's your lasting memory?
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on to that.
Yeah, I
will. Just hold on to that. Internalize that one.
Yeah. Doesn't feel good.
She's going to be there in Vegas, man. We're going to Vegas.
We are going to Vegas.
I can't wait.
It's true.
See, here's the thing. There's a lot I'm excited about with the football season. Don't tell the Hit and Run listeners, okay? They're a very devoted bunch. They're very passionate. They're very baseball-centric. They're very R-game friendly.
Yeah.
But I had a fantasy football draft last night. I have another one tonight. There is an NFL game of consequence on our televisions tomorrow night.
It's true.
Have a Vegas trip looming for the Bears.
Going to Circa.
By then, Justin Fields, I believe, will be the undisputed starting quarterback of this team. At least by then.
You better be.
Like, I like football. Man, I'm ready. Let's go. It's an exciting feeling going on.
Sounds like you're selling yourself on it. Like
don't need to.
Like you're convincing yourself. I like football.
Doesn't love football quite yet, and I respect the honesty. I like football.
I do like it. Yeah. Every year I like it. And then I start to love it. But, you know. Well, look, it's hard to defend my sport. It's really hard to say anything good about my sport.
What is your sport doing today, by the way?
I mean,
today's an interesting day for your game.
Is a Wednesday at 12:30 when you think it would be smart to schedule Hall of Fame induction ceremonies for your sport? Like, if you had to pick any day of the week and any time of the week, how high is Wednesday at 12:30? On your list, in terms of marketing, in terms of being able to show people the greatness of Derek Jeter, Ted Simmons, and more?
I'm kind of flabbergasted by the whole thing. Like, when I saw that Michael Jordan was in Cooperstown...
What's he doing in Cooperstown?
I'm like, is that why they're doing it on Wednesday at 12:30? They just called MJ and were like, hey, when could you come? Like, when could you show up? We'll schedule it around your availability. Because that is...
I ate the pizza. All by myself. Nobody will eat the pizza.
What pizzeria is that happening in Cooperstown tonight? Jordan's got a reservation.
Oh, he's not staying overnight.
Sir, here's a table for seven. That's just for me. It's just for me. I'm the only one who's going to be there.
It became personal with me.
All right, you're right. He's not staying overnight in Cooperstown.
Isn't that the most plausible explanation?
What? Wanted to get Michael there?
Why is it happening on a Wednesday at 12:30? No. Well, it's when Jordan said he could be there for Jeter. Oh, okay, cool. That'll look kind of cool on social media. We can siphon off some basketball fans to our events.
The plausible explanation is that no sport is more stupidly run. Hmm. Nor more less unified, who's a terrific overnight host, less unified in the way that it situates itself, markets itself, and sells itself than baseball. Like, Gary Bettman may be more loathsome than Rob Manfred, but nobody's worse at their job than Rob Manfred. Nobody. It used to be on a Sunday afternoon going against its own games, okay?
Yeah, that's to get the season completed.
It used to be then. Now it's on a Wednesday afternoon at 12:30. What the hell, man?
You're asking a very good question, but it's one that I can't give you a serious answer for because there's no explanation of it that we could find on the internet. I texted John Morosi, but he's at the ceremony.
Sure.
It
looks to be a great ceremony. Ted Simmons had a phenomenal speech, apparently. I have no idea. I'm working in the middle of a Wednesday.
Right. It feels like it should be at night on television.
Uh-huh.
During the baseball season when there are no baseball games on.
100%.
Like, doesn't it feel like those should be the qualifiers? So, like,
yes.
if we were filtering it through, you know, a set of outlier or principal things of, like, okay, you don't want it to go up against baseball games. You want it to be at night so that it can get some sort of legitimate television audience.
Yes.
But you don't want it to be like...
you don't want it to be the winter.
Well, you don't want it to be the baseball awards. Right, like when they announce like the Cy Young Award during week six of the NFL season.
Right.
Well, that's kind of strange. You know what I mean? So during the baseball season, not against baseball games at night. So that limits us a little bit here. But so that means all-star break or break between regular season and postseason?
Or, well, there's one other option, but, you know, look, yeah, the Wednesday after the all-star game, when there are no other games of consequence anywhere, is certainly a great idea because you'd have isolation. It would continue part of the All-Star break. You'd look forward to it and everything. But I understand, Danny, they want to pull people. They want all the MLB heroes to go to the All-Star game city as well as go to Cooperstown. And they don't want to take the trip away from Cooperstown. So you know what you do? It's so simple. A Sunday night when there's only one baseball game in August. You know, a Sunday night baseball game, make that game a day game. Sacrifice one Sunday night on your national baseball calendar. Make the Sunday night game a day game. And on Sunday night instead, it's Hall of Fame ceremonies. Or if you want, you could play the game, play a Sunday night game there, Field of Dreams style, in Cooperstown. And
play the game at 3:00.
Correct.
Leading into the game.
Play the game at 3:00. And after the game, you have your ceremony. You know, it's something like that. Give it isolation. Give it excitement. Make people pay attention. We just did it right there. We talked for 10 seconds. Had to talk about it before the show. Sunday afternoon at 3:00 is your national game of the week in Cooperstown, Field of Dreams style, with the mock, you know, the pop-up stadium. And then the ceremonies at night. There you go.
I got to say, this is funnier. Wednesday at 12:30, the captain. Derek Jeter, the guy who was one of the most famous baseball players in the last 25 years.
12:30 on a Wednesday. 12:30. Hell!
It's weird.
Jimmy, I'm going to be a little late to the marketing meeting. I got to watch Larry Walker's speech. Okay? That's not how it works.
Hey, real quick cue here.
Yeah.
Why is Derek Jeter even, I mean, why is Michael Jordan even there?
Jordan brand.
What the? So?
He's made him money.
Yeah,
I think it's stupid.
Okay. Well,
how about this?
I can't have a
is it
about
possible? Is it possible they're friends? Hey, is it possible they know each other?
Dump them.
That makes
them.
Too much sense.
It's personal, and it's like a genuine connection. Happy for somebody.
I just doubt that.
Michael
that
Jordan's
tight.
One of the only people that doesn't have anything to do at 12:30 on a Wednesday.
Was Jeter the first Jordan athlete for baseball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go.
A lot of money.
So business relationship, and again, conceivable that there is a little bit of a personal relationship.
I just think it's kind of
dumb. It became personal.
We talked about this in the pre-show yesterday. I was like feeling good yesterday. I wasn't feeling angry or anything. Like my general animosity towards everything. I wasn't feeling it yesterday. And then I woke up this morning. I was just like, man, everyone sucks. I hate everyone.
It came back.
It's back.
I know why.
He's feels so normal again.
I know why.
Why?
Oh, I know why.
Oh, well, can you tell?
Because we should just call you Trusted Source Reardon. That's why. That's your name. Not Shane Reardon, but Trusted Source Reardon. Because that's
every one of you sucks. I'm not following.
That's
this.
How you're referred to. Some people just call you Trusted Source. They don't call you by your name.
But I'm still not following.
On television, during sporting events, they just call you Trusted Source.
That's right.
I know I woke up to anger from you. It's the first thing I saw.
A lot of anger. A lot of anger.
That's what I'm saying. This morning, I woke up to Shane.
I'm told by a reliable source that the Jake Berger lookalike is 670. The Score is Mitch Rosen's son.
Yeah.
Ben.
It's Ben.
So reliable source Reardon is
so,
one thing.
Getting snubbed again last night, it definitely made me feel a little lesser than.
I
but
know.
It started when I made homemade pasta and it came out a little drier than I wanted it to.
Dude,
and that's
when
it started.
About you.
Yeah.
How did this get on me?
You made it about you.
You brought it to you. Oh, honey, it's not all about you.
Now we're talking about your dry pasta.
I'm sorry about that, guys.
It's all right.
He's angry. It's okay.
Dump him.
Hey, guys, we haven't talked about my feelings yet.
Dump the last 8 months.
Oh,
there it
got
is.
Got him.
Yeah, he's going deeper in the hole.
It's Parkinson Spiegel on the Score.
Good to see young Danny Parkins is here in his old Bulls jersey.
Oh, okay.
Third place in the Danny Parkins lookalike contest.
Matt Spiegel is one of the great baseball people, and not only in this town, but across the country. Danny does a tremendous job with everything he touches.
I wonder if Dan McNeil could do that.
Layla Rahimi of 670 The Score wants to know. Hey, look, it's the Bernstein family. Dan and son Jason. The Jake Berger lookalike is 670 The Score is Mitch Rosen's son, Ben.
It's Ben.
That was a very quick edition of the Jason Benetti game. He will shout out everybody. He's a fan of the radio station. He used to intern here, but
he likes talk radio too. He just likes the genre.
Yeah.
Just like Rick Hahn. Rick Hahn also a big fan. Big fan of the genre, as
well.
Well,
it's consolation, Shane. You get to be best friends with Rick Hahn, but you never get to be shouted out on the television.
Yeah,
broadcast.
Here's the thing. And only one, not a single person mentioned there, drove to Jason Benetti's apartment with wired Apple earbuds and paid for his Lucy app to get him co-hosting on this station and to get him more conveniently guesting. Only one person here did that. It was me. But the association...
Part of your job. That sounds like part of your job and responsibility.
Not really.
I thought it was Layla.
He could have come over here or gone to the Apple store and bought his own freaking headphones. But I went to the Apple store, bought the headphones, and dropped them off at a stupid apartment.
Uh-huh.
So here's the thing. This is the association.
Yeah.
The association is I'm the annoying one that reaches out to book him all the time.
Yeah.
And you guys just say nice things about him on the radio. That's why he mentions you.
Well, we also, you know,
stupid Ben.
Danny's got a relationship with him that, you know, dates to
goes back many years.
I have a relationship with him. I've worked on a project with him. Good comp, bad comp. We have some mutuals, etc.
I have no relationship with him.
He just respects the work.
When Shane's on vacation, I say, "Hey, can you come on the show?" He's like, "No, I got COVID." He's like, "All right, cool, man. Sorry."
But he still shouts you out.
That's our relationship.
Yeah, and even though you said it was cool that he had COVID, he still likes you and respects you.
This bothers me because I'm not this person. Like I'm not.
You're not
I'm not
what?
The person
you're
that gets
this,
angry about
you're
this
angry
stupid
person?
Kind of thing.
It's yes you are.
No, I'm not.
Oh yes.
I'm not.
Oh yes.
I'm the self-deprecating guy. I'm not the guy who gets worked up about stupid crap like this.
Oh yes you are. That's
what self-deprecating people say. Yeah.
It's incorrect. You have to work on this self-assessment.
We're just talking things out here, all right?
Yeah. I know it would mean a great deal for you to be shouted out on the White Sox broadcast.
Is there something specific that happened here again other than the Jake Berger thing? Or the Jake Berger lookalike contest?
At the tone, the time will be 9:43. Beep. I like this tweet from about an hour ago by Mr. Delicious 13 who says, White Sox playing good now, tempting me to stay up and eat second dinner.
Wow.
Great, great West Coast game tweet.
Hey, he would have a name like Mr. Delicious.
Yeah.
Must like food.
Can't get anything past Gordon Beckham.
Yeah.
I mean,
Mr. Delicious.
Great for beef loaf. I love Pat, but from
the he's a 108 guy.
Love that guy. Even though he's not an OG 108er, he's still one of the 108ers.
I mean, we can't all be Wally.
No, or Pete Hand. We can't. Definitely not. Or King.
That's a little too inside. Keep it to West Loop Tom references, all right? Keep it to the known stuff.
Oh, West Loop Tom's been shouted out by Benetti a couple of times. Sorry, Shane. Your time will come.
Saw him and his blue eyes running through the neighborhood just the other day.
But it's Gordon Beckham's time next on The Score.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.